don't know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking
to? Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Talking is what we're talking about. It's Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. It's sponsored by Fairbury Furniture. 15 minutes before 9 o'clock, I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and Cynthia Graw is here, too. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning. Happy beautiful Monday.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we have to have a Monday, this is the kind of day it ought to be. And that stupid music sneaks back up on me again, but it won't dampen my spirits. You're right. There's just a slight chance we'll see some rain today, but otherwise it should be just like what we're seeing. And we had a story earlier this morning in Phoenix. It's been so hot that the paint on the street signs is melting.
Mm-hmm. I saw the lid of a trash, big trash bin had melted over the side of the metal bin. That's why I stay out of Arizona, honestly. Yeah. No offense to those people who live down there.
It is a desert, but I mean, that's hot even by Arizona standards. So.
Yeah.
Ah, well, we wish them well. Stay in the air conditioning or immerse yourself in water. Get a snorkel and just stay immersed all the time.
Yeah, when my sister lived down there, she said there's really only about 3 months out of the year where you can't live like that, you know, where you don't have to live like that.
There are monsoon rains down there, mm-hmm. too, so just a delightful place to be. Ah, well. Good luck in Phoenix. I have been in environments hot enough, though, where it was common for the tar to boil in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? You'd be walking across the street and you hear this strange sticking sound. And you look down and it's like, oh, well, the tar is coming apart. Mm-hmm. Great. Concrete was my suggestion. I said, you know, concrete streets would work better.
Right?
But no, the heat was so intense, they said it would just crack it to pieces. So concrete doesn't last either.
Hmm.
I don't know what to tell you.
Dirt roads.
There you go. Gravel.
Yeah.
We want to talk about big money today, Cynthia. We want to talk about big money and the people that have it.
Lovely.
And the people that don't. That would be me. If you want to know what people are buying when they have more money than they know what to do with, Barney's of New York is selling a paperclip. It's $185.
You got your name on the wait list for that, though, right, Todd?
Oh, you bet. I ordered a dozen of them to give away as gifts.
Are you going to give me one?
No.
Oh.
Don't have any.
Bummer.
I've got ordinary paper clips. I get them in boxes for $1.85, not $185. These are made by Prada, the design firm, and they're made of sterling silver. So it is more than just an ordinary paper clip. They actually intend it to be used as a money clip.
Well, you have no money left if you spend it on this thing.
Well, and, you know, no matter how you dress it up, it remains a paper clip. It is a twisted piece of wire. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. $185 will get you 34,000 paper clips at Staples.
And those work perfectly well.
That's right. You can clip your money with those, too. But I just thought I would introduce the whole idea of how the other half lives. Actually, it's how, like, the other 1% lives.
Yeah.
If they have more money than they know what to do with a $200 paperclip, and there's probably more indulgent expenses, but I don't know. I know Gordon Ramsay, the famous chef, runs restaurants where a plate of food will cost you $1,000, so maybe that's worse. At least if you buy the $185 paperclip, you still have it.
And you can reuse it, yeah.
Yeah, you know. I don't know. Martin Shkreli had some money. He's referred to as the most hated man in America, and he's going on trial this week. He was the pharmaceutical guy, ran a pharmaceutical company. He actually was just a money guy who happened to take over a pharmaceutical company, so it's not like he's a research scientist or something. He was just a money guy, and he is in trouble because they say he defrauded his clients. He's best known for jacking up the price of a particular drug, and the drug was called Daraprim, something that a lot of people depend on. It used to be $13.50 a pill, which is bad enough. He jacked it up to $750 per pill.
Wow.
So needless to say, he cut most people out of the whole market. You know, even people that could afford a $185 paperclip probably couldn't pay $750 for one pill.
Right.
He said it was all justified, but he's a loser, so no one believed him. No, I didn't say that. He was the guy at the top of this, and he was basically becoming a poster child for the worst that big money can be. Allegedly, he spent $2 million on an unreleased album from the Wu-Tang Clan.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now his lawyers say he's broke, which is what, you know, it drives me nuts. Every time rich people go to trial, their lawyers say, they don't have any money. It's incredible. You may think he's living in a fancy penthouse apartment, but he doesn't have any money. It's like, oh, shut up.
Well, I mean, and even if it were the truth, isn't that a little bit of karma?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't believe it's the truth, though, because first of all, you're not going to have a big high-powered attorney making statements on your behalf if you have no money.
Right.
I don't mean to paint with too broad a brush, because a lot of lawyers do pro bono work. But in cases like this,
no.
Generally speaking, unless you got the coin of the realm, you do not get the attorneys to represent you in court.
Right.
Just the way it goes. But, yeah, Shkreli going on trial. He's accused of defrauding his clients. He's really not on trial for doing anything with the price of those pills. But he did play fast and loose with his with the financial structure of his company. So they say, Martin, we're going to have to talk about this.
Was he involved with the price gouging of the what do you call it, the shots that you take when you have, like, anaphylactic shock? It went up to, like, hundreds
and hundreds of
dollars?
That was a different company.
Okay, wow. Well, I wonder when they're going to go on trial.
Yeah, it just apparently is a trend in really, really critically needed drugs. I don't know. I don't get it. And I don't get, when you can make a fair profit by dealing with people decently, why do you need to do this? Why do you need billions? I don't get it. Once you get to the point where you have more than you can spend, what satisfaction do you derive?
Maybe he needed a lot of those Prada paper clips.
I guess so. I don't know. Maybe he needs a good swift kick, as my parents used to say. Slap upside the head. I never got a slap upside the head, so evidently I never got quite as bad as my parents thought I might become. Uh-huh. The threat was enough. We want to finish up our conversation of big money with celebrities who have buckets and buckets of money, and not from being celebrities. George Clooney, for example, a few years ago got together with some other guys, including Cindy Crawford's husband. So this is just a big celebrity gang. But they started their own tequila company. And just a few days ago, they announced they have built it up to the point where they are going to sell it to a major liquor distributor, and they're going to reap about $1 billion for their tequila brand.
It makes sense for George. He just had twins.
He's going to need the money to raise his kids. So he's getting $700 million now, and then later could be another $300 million for him. He's still going to endorse it, which I'm sure was a big part of the deal, if you can get George Clooney to endorse your Nespresso or your tequila or whatever it is you happen to have, some people are going to buy it. So at least it's going to attract attention. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are on the list, and they've been known for a long time of being fantastically wealthy young women, and they did it with their clothing brands. So being fraternal twins, I don't know if everyone knows this, Cynthia.
Yeah, I do. I know they are.
But they're not identical twins.
Yeah.
They are fraternal twins. They are twins, though, and they made a name for themselves being the kid on Full House. I don't know if they even admit that anymore.
Right. The whole fraternal twin thing, if you could see their siblings, they look just as identical to them as Mary-Kate and Ashley look to each other.
It's true.
They're all so similar. I mean, obviously they're siblings.
Well, and of course, Elizabeth Olsen is the one who's really made a name for herself as an actress. Mm-hmm. She's in the Avengers movies and a lot of other things too. So she's their younger sister, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Alba is the face of the Honest Company.
That's also her daughter's name.
They have a reputation of making non-toxic household products. And some of the products they've said, or other people have said, are not quite as non-toxic as they would have you believe. Not quite as pure as what they claim, but that is beside the point. $1.7 billion later, Jessica Alba has sold some hand cream. Just that simple. Some baby lotion, too.
Yep.
A lot of the original products, as I remember, from the Honest Company were baby products, which, of course, purity becomes a big deal when people are taking care of their little ones. So Jessica Alba, the face of that company, she's got a business partner, of course. We should make that clear. Most of these celebrity connections, they're the face of the company, and someone else is the business brains behind it. So, Ashton Kutcher, however, is one of three partners in a venture capital firm called A-Grade Investments. They own big chunks of Uber, Airbnb, and Foursquare.
Nice.
Who would have figured that Ashton Kutcher was a Wall Street whiz kid. But, of course, don't confuse him with the characters he plays on TV.
Right, because he's a good old boy from Iowa.
There you go.
I love it. He's local, semi-local.
Very, very level-headed guy, apparently, being a Midwesterner. But I don't know, Uber, Airbnb, and Foursquare, I don't know if these are companies with a long, strong future, but if you sell out at the right time, doesn't matter how long their future is.
Right?
You get your money. Bono from U2, part of an investment firm called Elevation Partners, recently had $1.4 billion worth of Facebook. So for being the lead singer of a rock and roll band, Bono's doing pretty well for himself.
Right.
Jessica Simpson has a fashion line taken in over $1 billion since 2005. So pretty soon we'll be talking real money, as the old joke goes. And Beyonce and Jay-Z can do no wrong. Their joint net worth as a power couple, $1.16 billion.
And that has to be their music only, because Beyonce's clothing line busted a couple years ago, just completely closed down, the House of Darion or whatever it was called. So that was her big thing that she wanted to do, and they closed it down. Well, so that must just be their music and touring and stuff.
Wouldn't surprise me. And, of course, they've got a new arrival, too.
Yeah,
baby's
little...
just a few months old.
Twins.
A few weeks old. Yeah,
twins,
I think they'll be okay.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't think the kids need to worry about where their next meal's coming from.
Right.
I think they're going to just be fine.
Well, they need to worry about where it's from, like what country they're flying to for vacation.
Yeah.
Where? Are we going to eat in Paris or Milan tonight?
It's true. So that's how the other half lives, folks. Big, big money floating around this planet. How you get your hands on it, I have no idea.
You got to be lucky, I think, is what it is.
I don't know. You got to be in the... Yeah, well, I mean, you do. You have to be smart and position yourself correctly. And, of course, in the case of so many celebrities, they were able to make huge amounts of money in a very short period of time. Because, you know, if you can get work in the entertainment business, often the salaries are rather handsome. Hmm. So if you invest that money wisely, you're on your way.
Yes.
Just read an article the other day about a guy who was the lead guitar player for the Rolling Stones for a time. Played on so many of their big hits from the 60s and 70s. So, I mean, he's laid down some legendary tracks, and he's broke. So there you go. You just don't know how it's going to work out. You do know that every weekday morning at 8:45, it's Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Soon I will be joining the ranks of people who wish they had as much money as these celebrities we just mentioned. I'm Todd Weinberger. She's Cynthia Graw. And this all is sponsored by Fairbury Furniture.